Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Aleph, and we have the Perek where Yeshayahu Anavi means to give us comfort and chizuk throughout the long galias that we go through. There, remember, when Yeshayahu said this, they were not in galus yet. It was all a vision. It was all in the future. But this Perek is what Klal Yisrael is supposed to take with them throughout to realize there's going to be a geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and there's going to be an amazing destiny for the entire world, and especially Klal Yisrael. So we start off with the Perek, says the Navi, Ruach Hashem Elokim Alai. The Ruach of Hashem is upon me. Yeshayahu says, you should know that what I'm saying is not from me. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be misya'esh, because this is a message straight from God. Yan Mashach Hashem Osi Levasera Navim. Hashem has anointed me. It's not literally anointed. A Navi doesn't have to be anointed. As the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, a Navi is a natural result of perfecting oneself, of being misbodeid and separating from the Hamon Am, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout one's life, every day, every night of our life, one is connected to Hashem, that ultimately would lead to a state of nevuah. Yes, the last step is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's if Hashem decides that you're worthy of being a Navi, so then He will give you that Hashra'as HaShechina. But it is a natural process that requires all of the previous stages, as the Rambam writes in Perek Zion of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. That is the Rambam. But that's what Yeshayahu Navi says here. Hashem was Moshe Achoti, but anointed, but it really means appointed. Mashach Hashem Osi Levasera Navim Shalachani Lachvosh Lenishbrei Lev. He sent me to announce to those who are meek, to help, to bandage up those who have broken hearts. Lekrol Shvuyim Drar, to tell those who are captive there will be freedom. V'la Asurim Pekach Koach, and to those who are tied up, to take them out from their bondage. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, in Perek Yud, we've quoted this before, talks about the first time that Yeshayahu HaNavi was asked to be a Navi. If you remember back in Perek Vav, which was the beginning of his Nevuah, we discussed then, why is that Perek Vav and not Perek Aleph in Sefer Yeshayahu? But that's what it is. It says in the sixth Perek, it says in the year that Uzziah HaMelech died, he said, that Yeshayahu HaNavi says, V'eretz Hashem Yoshevah Kisei Rav V'Nisa. It's the Maisa Merkava of Yeshayahu. And what happens? He sees the winged figures, he sees the angels, and he says, woe is me. And then later on in the parak, it says, "Vayeshma kol Hashem Omer et mi eshlach et mi elechlanu." Who am I going to send? Who's going to be my navi? Va'omar hineni shalacheni. And I said, "Yeah, I'm here. I'm here to do it." Vayomer, and he says, "Leifamar d'lamazeh." Tell this am, and he starts giving them tochacha. But that hineni served him well. The Medrash tells us. Now, getting back to what we started to talk about, the Medrash of Yikra Rabbah in Parshat Saf says, "Reb Lazaria b'shem Reb Yehuda." Amar Yeshayahu, Mitala Yiti Bebeis Talmudi, Veshamati Kolosh Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, I was walking in my base Talmudi. What was the emphasis? He wasn't walking in the forest. He was walking, being Osek in Torah, Bebeis Talmudi. And I heard the voice of Hashem, it's me, Yeshlach, me, Elechi, Alanu, Vechulu, and Yeshayahu says, me. Hashem says, Yeshur, Tarchanim, Sarvanimim, they're a big pain, they complain, they're gonna make fun of you, they're gonna whip you. It's going to be pretty bad, says Yeshayahu. I'm an askein. I accept anyway. I accept anyway, says the Medrash, because he accepted so greatly and so generously. Hashem says, I'm going to make you a different type of Navi than the other Naviim. Armalei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshayahu, ava tzedek, ava litzedek, ahavta tzedek, ahavta litzedek, elitzadeket b'ni. Kol chayecha, kol Naviim kiblu nevuos Navi min Navi. Every Navi became a Navi from a previous Navi. You have to be a Navi ben Navi, min Navi. Vayotzom in a Ruach Asher Allah, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Baaloscha. Vayomru nachei Ruach Elio al Elisha. Like Elisha got it from Elio. Everybody got it from somebody. Aval at mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you get it straight from Hashem, says Yeshayahu, says the Medrash. Where do you get that from? Our Pasuk. Ruach Hashem Elokim Alai Yan Mashachosi. Hashem directly. Chayecha, and then we have the second part, which we've quoted before, that the Yeshayahu received double words. Other ones, other Nevi'im received Nevuos Pshutos, but we have double. Uri, Uri, Isori, Isori, the end of our parak. Sos, Asis, Anochi, Anochi, we had earlier, Nachamu, Nachamu. That's Yeshayahu always gets double. That means he's a different quality of a Navi. So that's based on this pasuk over here. Hashem was Mashach, Hashem Osi. Levasera Navim, to let people know that there's going to be a geula. The Malbim picks up on two phrases, as he always does. Levasera Navim, Shlachani Lachavosh Lenishbrei Lev. There are those that still have emuna. It's been tough, but they still haven't lost their emunah. And there are those that are so broken, that they're so pained from the physical, from the spiritual, from the galus, that they're nishprei lev, and for them I have to bandage, I have to heal. That's the two phrases here. For the anavim, I just have to have the besara, I just have to make the announcement, right? Yesh shtei kito, says the Malbim. Anavim abilti misra'amim klau, rak mitzapim lishua, v'lahem ein tzarech, shlichus miyuchal ochicham. You don't have to give them a shlichus specifically, rak Hashem moshach osi, I'm here, the mavasar is here, that's all they need. But then there are others that are nishprei lev. Habilti chochim liyeshua asida, they've given up. Rak libam nishbar v'nidka al hahove, umishtomimim al atzaros, says the Malbim, that you need more. Right, there's a mitzvah, tzipisu liyeshua, but the first ones still have it, but the second ones are so broken, it's very difficult. What is the mitzvah? Tzipisu liyeshua, to hope for the Yeshua, and that's what the Yishayahu Anavi is telling us in this whole parak of Tzipisu Yeshua. So we like to quote the Smak in Mitzvah Aleph, where the Smak says the questions that were going to be asked in Shabbos Laman Aleph, most all of them have a makar in the Torah. Kavati Itam LaTorah is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the Asata V'Tata Be'emuna, were you honest in business, as there are mitzvos about being honest, honest weights and measures, and other related mitzvahs, Asay and Lo Sase. Puravu is the mitzvah of Puravu. What about Tzipisu Yeshua? What's the mitzvah? So the Smak says that's part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Part of believing that Hashem took us out once from Mitzrayim. Also added to that is the belief that He's going to take us out again. Ask the Smak on the first page of the Smak. Heichan Kasev Mitzvah Zu. Where does this mitzvah Tzipisu Yeshua appear? El Shvamina Vezet Talui. Shekashem Sheishlonu Lahamin. Shotziyana Mi Mitzrayim. Dichsiv Anochi Hashem Alkecha Shotzei Sicha Vegomer. V'Yal Karchin Me'achar Shu Dibur Hachi Ka'amar. What's the message? Kishem Shani Rotze Shataminu Bi. Shani Yotzei Zieschem. Kachani Rotze Shataminu Bi. Shani Hashem Alkechem. Ani Asid Lekabetz Eschem Ulahoshiachem. V'chein Yoshiinu Barachmav Sheinis Kedichsiv V'shav V'kibetzcha Mikol Ha'amim Vegomer. So that's the mitzvah, and that's what this parak is about keeping up the faith. Tzibisu Yeshua. The Gemara of Arizara Darshan's on a number of the psukim in our parak are basis for Drashas Chazal that Anava is the ultimate Mida. You know, there's many midos, the Brisa that in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, which the Sefer Mesulas Yesharim is based on, quote many midos, Zrizus and Zehirus and Chasidus and Prishus and Nikius, all of the and Tahara. So there's a machlokes to the end of that Gemara, which is the highest level. What is the Gedola Mikulan? One day is Chasidus go to Gedola Mikulan, and one of them is Anava Gedola Mikulan. And what's the pasuk brought for Anava Gedola Mikulan? This pasuk, Lavaser Anavim. Anavim, that is the ultimate stage that we could reach, and that is the Gemara bases it in on our pasuk. L'krosh nasra tzon l'Hashem, continuing v'yom nakam alokenu. What is the geula going to bring? It's going to bring an amazing year of plenty for Hashem and a vengeful year for Elokenu, as the Malbim again says for the tzaddikim, for the rishoyim. There's going to be schar. There's going to be onesh. L'nachem kol ha'avelim, and maybe it's after the war of Gog Magog, but either way, there's going to be nechama. L'nachem, comfort all the avelim. Rav Schwab notes here that the word nechama, comfort, as we usually translate it, that's only part of the definition. Really, in the more general, larger definition, nachem means to change one's mind, to shift. Now, comfort is when somebody's in pain, I'm trying to comfort them to get them out of their pain. I'm trying to undo their present situation. That's what the larger definition of nechama. Like, the Torah uses nechama as changing one's mind. Vayinachim Hashem ki asas Hashemayim ba'aretz. Hashem changed his decision, changed his mind. Or by when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. Vayinachem osam, vayidaber alibam. He was menachem them. What is he consoling them? Right, he's trying to tell them, you think it was all bad, it was all good. He caused them to change their outlook on the entire affair, writes Rav Hirsch. That's nechama in general. So here too, nechama is mentioned because there's going to be a different stage of life then. L'nachem kol avelim, and you'll see that everything that happened, all the tzaras, you'll have a different perspective on. L'asum la'avelei tzion, l'aseis lam pe'er tachas efer, play on words, same letters, of pe'er and efer, to place, Yishayahu Nevi says, for the mourners, to place something good upon them, l'aseis to give them glory instead of ashes. Glory symbolizes holding up ourselves proudly and high, and instead of afer, instead of the ashes we used to put on our head. Shemen sason tachas evel, special oils, mate tehila tachas ruach keya. It's going to be amazing, and we're going to be called Eilei Tzedek, the strong ayalim, the strong trees, by all the nations around us. And what else we do at that time? Uvanu charvos olam. Things that have been desolate and destroyed will be rebuilt. Shomamos vishonim yikomemu. The desolation of the earlier ones will be brought up. The chidshu arei charev shomos darvadar. They'll be rebuilt and they'll be built up. The Malbim points out maybe this is all a mashal, not too Malbim-like, but the Malbim says maybe all of these redoings are really redoings of emuna. All the fake emunos and the emunos kozvos that have come. Hanimshal sheyavinu charvos ha-emunos v'shomamos hadas. Ad sheemunos ha-kozvos b'nasher ishtarshu b'mekedem. B'nasher nischadshu. Modern inappropriate thoughts or old ones, all of that will be gone because the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so plentiful. That's this pasuk right here. We will rebuild all of the thoughts and the emunos that many people out there have. V'amdu zarim v'ra'utzon achem. A pasuk much discussed. The nations of the world will come and shepherd our sheep. Uvenenechar ikarechem v'karmechem. And strangers will come be our farmers and our vineyard take caretakers. The Malbim writes in the, not the Malbim, sorry, the Maharal. The Maharal in the first parak of Netzach Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael all about the eternity and giving us chizik. So the first parak, the Malbim notes that it is not natural for one nation to rule over another nation. That's not the plan of the world. Just like there, we quoted this months ago. He writes in the same parak that Pizur, being scattered, different nations in other lands, that's not the natural state. So, says the Malbim, Va'od, l'fi seder ha-metzius, ein ra'ui, shetia uma mishabedes ba'acheres lachmid o'o leha. Ki Hashem Yisbarach bara kol uma v'uma la'atzma. Every nation is its own. Rak, with one exception. Because one exception is, doesn't really mean a shibud, but it means an inspiration. Rak mamash she'roi she'ye Yisrael elyon al goyei ha'aretz. Not elyon in terms of, we're better than you, but we have a different job than you. Right, we have to be a mamlechas kohen of a goy kadosh. The way that the world Hashem set up the world is for there to be a model nation that will help teach, by way of example, the other nations. Kasher otzim ritzon amako davar ze inyan acher. The fact that we are on top. The fact that the pasuk says in Yeshayahu here v'ra'u tzonachem that zarim will come. Kikach ra'ui lefi seder amitzius b'shvil ma'alasan u'madregasan aval shar ha'umos lefi seder amitzius ro'i lechal umo v'ulim v'tachshidivis la'atzma shlodei v'shuz acherim aleha. And again, there are all the rules about how we have to treat the other nations. But again, that's the goal. The plan is to be a Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Just like the Radak says here, within Klal Yisrael, we have classes. We have the Kohanim who are supposed to be a model for the rest of the nation. So too, there's supposed to be a nation of Kohanim that's supposed to be a model for the rest of the world. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey quotes this line in the famous Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that if we would be doing Ritzono Shel Makom, then all our malacha would be nasis idea cheirim. Right? You don't have to work. This is one of the big Gemaras in Shas that have to do with making a parnasa. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says a person is going to be Chorish b'shas Harisha, Zorei b'shas Zria, Kozer b'shas Kesira. Then when he's going to learn Torah? So Bizvan she Yisrael Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, then malacha nasis idea cheirim sheneemar. Our pasuk, and when we're not doing a ritzono shel makom, then it's viasafta deganecha, which is somewhat difficult. The mafarshim point out viasafta deganecha is in the parsha of Shema, where it says im shamo tishmu mitzvosai, and then it says viasafta deganecha. The Gemara either way ends off, but that many try like Rosh Hashanah, and we're not able to do it. But it's interesting. The Rinas Yitzchak says here maybe the Rambam's expansion of Kohanim comes from our parak. Right, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel discusses that just like we, Klal Yisrael, have to support Shevet Levi, because they're supposed to be our inspiration, so too, anyone who dedicates their life, and again, the many point out, it's dedicating one's life in order to inspire, not to dedicate one's life in order to then just be closed off in a room. Right, the point of Shevet Levi is to inspire others in their behaviors. V'lo Shevet Levi b'vad al kol ishvish mikol boi olam asher nedavo l'ruchoho, so that he has an uplifted heart. V'hevinu mada'o lihi badel la'amod lefnei Hashem l'shar so ule avdo l'deyetz Hashem. He's serving Hashem, he wants to know Hashem. Falach yashar kamo sha'asu elokim u'pirek ma'altav. He's not connected to anything else. Niskadish kodesh kadashim. V'yashem chelko v'nachalaso lo'olam lo'me olamim. V'yizkalo bo'olam hazeh davar hamaspiklo k'mo shezicha lakonim v'lalavim. That is the pasuk at the end of the Maimar at the end of Shita V'Yovel. Suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's this case. Because right here we talk about that Ra'ut Sonachem, others will work for you. What's that talking about according to Rosh Hashanah? That's talking about Osim Mitzvah Shamakom. If we're Osim Mitzvah Shamakom, next pasuk, V'yatem Kohanei Hashem Tikareu. You'll all be called Kohanei Hashem. You'll have the status. Maybe the Rambam got it from these psukim. Okay, but either way, we continue in the next pasuk. So you will all be called Kohanei Hashem, the Mamlachas Kohanim. Mishar Se Elokeinu Ye'amer Lachem. It'll be said about you. Chel Goyim Tochelu Ubichvodam Yisamara. People will give presents and want to be honored through you. Tachas Bashtachem Mishne Uklima Yaronu Chelkam. In place of the fact that you were so embarrassed and downtrodden throughout the years, ba'artzam, lachin ba'artzam, mishte yirashu, your land will ultimately make double amazing amount, yirashu, simchas olam tiyalahem. You'll have ultimate simcha, permanent, eternal simcha that will never go away. What do you mean double? The land will be double? That's the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says that a tzaddik has two portions. Tzaddik has two portions. The Gemara says here, tezvav amid, I'm an aleph here in Chagiga. Let me just find the line. The Gemara says towards the bottom here, Gabi Tzadikim, Ksiv, Lochein Ba'artzam Mishne Yirashu. Our pasuk. What does that mean? Bar Tzadikim Bar Rishon, Bar Gan Eden Bar Gehenim. Kol Echad Echad Yishlo Beis Chalakim. Echad Gan Eden Echad Gehenim. Everybody has one portion in each. Zachat Tzadik, Natal Chelko V'Chelech Chaveru B'Gan Eden. Nischayev Russia, Natal Chelka Vechelechaver Begehenim. What does that mean? Explains the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach that we not only are going to be called to task on our actions, but our actions influenced our sviva, the surroundings around us. And therefore, if we have a positive effect, so not only do we get schar for our own actions, but if we inspire others, even unconsciously, because we create a sviva around us, so then we will get their portion, also a double portion in Olam Haba. And Rachmanos on the opposite in the negative. But that's this pasuk. Ba'artzam Mishne Yirashu. Those who are righteous will get Mishne, will get double. Simchas Olam, again, a permanent simcha. Ki ani Hashem, pasuk ches, Oev Mishpat, I am Hashem who loves Mishpat. Right? Mishpat MS, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I hate stealing. Ba'ola? For a carbon olav, right? This is Gemara in Sukkah Daflamid, beginning of Lulav HaGazel, the source for mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, that Hashem is not interested in a stolen animal. Sony goes to ba'ola, Hashem hates that. V'nasati pu'lasam pe'emes, uvris olam echros lahem. I am a symbol, I have a shorish of MS and Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't stand when none of those are intact. There's a line in Rav Salvechik in Isha Halacha. It's on page 80 in Isha Halacha where he talks about something that his uncle, Rav Meir Berlin, told him. He said somebody once asked Rav Chaim, you know, what exactly is the definition of a Rav? My two dot Rav. So one might think he could give the best shir, the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, Chafsa Gavra. Rav Chaim said, Litzvoa elbonam shel gamudim va'azuvim, to be toveya and to stand up for those who don't have people to stand up for them. Those who are alone and left away. Lahagein al kvod aniyim, ulahatzil ashuk miyat oshko. That's a Rav. That's pretty amazing. Not a word about Torah. It's all about chesed and standing up for those who don't have anyone to talk for them. Lo ha-ra'a, lo ha-hanhaga ha-politit. Continues Rav Salvechik. Ela hitgashmus ideali atzedek, hina amud ha-ish, shel Rav umore b'Yisrael. Ein pochon dati moa klum im dine hatzedek ve'kronosav mischaliv v'nidrasim b'regal gaava. Nothing religious, bein adam lamakom, we might call it, helps and is effective if somebody is krum in their bein adam lachavero. Mitzvah ba'baveria eno klum. Ani Hashem soni goza ba'ola. Our pasuk. Oshek ma'akev tfiloso shal adam ilis kabel bimromim. Tsaraniyim v'chalishas daitam shal avyonim. Shvele ruach. Shkulam keneged kama mitzvos. And then he quotes others, chazals. But that's this line, not only mitzvah babavera, but it's all perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focused nationally on ben adam lachavero and then ben adam lamakom. We continue. V'nodam agoyim zaram. Wherever you go, people will know you because Am Yisrael will be the center of the world. V'tzeetza ayam betocha amim karo ayam yakirum. Came Zera, Berach Hashem. Everybody will recognize that they are the true blessed. Then the last two psukim of the parak are the beginning of the Haftorah of Nitzavim, before Shabbat Shuva. Sos Asis Bashem, Togel Nafshi Be'elokai. My nefesh is so happy. Sos Asis, a double. Sos Asis, what's the double Lashon? Some say, some say Yerushalayim is talking here. Some say Am Yisrael is talking here. But what exactly is the double Lashon? So some say it's Simcha Lisa Simcha. Simcha Litzah Simcha, the Be'irei Chasidus, one of the, right here on Navi, says, What is sos asis? Quotes this from one of the rebbes. Sos alideisha esmach pam achas. Asis egros simcha nosefes ki mitzvah gor is mitzvah ein lahefsek. It'll be a simcha that will totally be infinite. And then he quotes from the Kedushas Levi. Lo asir lavo asimcha lo tavo b'glal shum siba k'un kriyas yamsa fashar nisim elo asis b'ashem eyasos v'sameach u'misaneg mizeh shezachiti lachzos p'no Hashem u'lisaneg b'ayavadoso nagila v'nispach habach. That is, so asis is going to be so happy just b'ashem. Just being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all, like Nagil of Nisbach Havo, as we say in Hallel. So Tova Nafshi Be'elokai. The Radak here talks about the difference between Midas HaRachem and Midas HaDin. In the same Pasuk, we have Yudke Vavke and Elokim. So at that time, both will be v'simcha about both. The Malbim goes a little deeper. He says that the Nefesh, it's the Nefesh that could understand the Midas HaDin. It's the body, so says his Hashem, that's just about the body. So that needs a different type of a perspective. Let me just find the Malbim says the, I put it down. Here it is. Thank you. Says the Malbim, the difference between Sosa Sis, Hasisa hi pu'ula hachitzonis, sheyasu lahora'a hasimcha. Sosa Sis is more of an external. Va'gili gila halibit sheltova chadasha shlokiva alea ad ata. And gil is much deeper and internal. So when it comes to the nefesh, that's internal. That's why gil is used by there. And Sosa Sis is more physical. And that's also why Elokim midas hadin, the nefesh is connected to that. Because the midas hadin can be besimcha even by, the neshama can be besimcha even by midas hadin. The guf can't. Guf means rachamim too. That's why it says yudke vavke by the double lashon. So again, so it says is vashem tovan nafshi belokai kil bishani big de yesha, because I have been clothed with clothes of salvation. Mi'il tzedaka ya'atani. Doesn't mean there's any literal clothing here. It means what we have been guarded with. The ge'ula gives me salvation and righteousness. Kechasan yichahein pe'er u'kvechakala tadeh keilaha. Like a chasan and kala are girded and clothed with amazing simcha and tremendous. They look at each other and they can't get their eyes off each other. That's what the ge'ula is going to be. We're not going to be able to get our eyes off of God, and He won't be able to get His eyes off of us. The Mishnah and Shabbos darshan something about this, about Kilayim, but the Pashas is, like the Radak says, this is the Geula, just like you plant a seed, so too our Geula. What's the message? You plant a seed, the Radak explains. A seed first disintegrates and becomes nothing, and only afterwards then it grows. So too, Klal Yisrael. Hayu yamim rabim begalos nishchasim v'nifsadim v'kimat avdei tikvasam. We're so broken as if we're not there. But there's going to come a time where there's going to be an unbelievable geula, says the Yeshayahu, and that is why it's compared to that. Kein Hashem alokim yatzmiach tzedakat ilah. Bring it. Neged kol hagoyim. Right, we end up, the Yeshayahu says, bring it. And that's what this whole parak is about giving chizik to all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Schwab writes at the end of our parak, there's something unheard of in the nations of such a hope. The greatest thing that the Jewish people have to their credit is their unshakable belief in the coming of the Mashiach, which will usher in the Geula. If a person is expecting a good friend to arrive, and he goes to the airport for one day after day, year after year to greet him, and he still has to come, he'll give up after a while. Not so the Jewish people. Lashana Babu Yerushalayim, every child, every father has said that for thousands of years. That's what Yeshayahu gives us a psych-up speech in this parak. It's going to happen. It's going to come. That simcha, that we won't be able to take our eyes off of Hashem. So sasis Hashem, it's on the way. We just have to believe it and yearn for it. And Beth Hashem, it will come soon.